This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 1, January 18th, 2019. Hi, I'm Mindy Burback, Communications Coordinator for Lincoln Public Schools.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald, Web Communications Manager for Lincoln Public Schools. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is.
Brian, it is hard to believe that January is half over, and the start of the second semester has kept us pretty busy in classrooms across Lincoln and in communications. What are some of the notable headlines that have been featured on our website this last week?
You know, it's amazing how many things go on in just a week here, but when you consider that we've got over 60 buildings and over 42,000 students, maybe it isn't. Here's a couple things, and they're kind of informational that I picked out from the website this week. Number one, we've been having these high school informational nights, and we only have one left. Next Tuesday night is the one from Lincoln High, and so I think that's at 6:30 p.m. down there. And eighth graders that are trying to figure out what school they're going to go to next year can head down to Lincoln High and learn what about Lincoln High might draw them to that school.
And it's really important this year. The Board of Education just reinforced that January 31st deadline for three of our high schools. So it's really important that eighth grade families make that decision, be thoughtful about it. That's why these open houses have been so helpful for families. But make sure you get, if you're attending a high school outside of your designated attendance area, it is so important this year to get that paperwork in by the January 31st deadline, just so that it helps us with planning and getting ready for the next school year.
And a lot of people may have heard that going into next year that three of our six high schools are going to be closed to transfers. But it's important to remember that if you're an eighth grader and you're going to a high school, you can still pick from any of the six. You just need to have that paperwork in by the 31st to say which one you want to go to, because then after that, you'll need to go to the one that's either open or in your enrollment area.
Very important. What are some other headlines that kind of caught your eye on our website?
Up on the front page right now, there's a story about some students at the Don Cheryl Behavioral Education Program for elementary students. And perhaps you've been at like Gateway Mall or any other place around town where you've seen all the banners hanging up that elementary schools around the city create and they put up. We've never had one from the Don D. Cheryl program. And so this year they've done their first one, and there's a story up there about them creating that, working with their art curriculum specialist to put that together, and features their therapy dog over there. It's a really neat story.
It was fun. And there's video that goes with the story, so you can either read about it or check out the video that's on our website. Also on our website, what caught my eye was the Learning Lunch. We do that Learning Lunch once a month where we feature different programs within our district. And this month was the VOICE program, which is the Vocational Opportunities, which allows 18 to 21-year-olds who have that disability to get into the workforce and learn those life skills. And it is such an inspiring program. I get to cover that graduation every single year, and that ceremony is so much fun. Everybody's hooping and hollering. They're just so proud of what they've accomplished in their years during that program. And so I check out that Learning Lunch. It tells a little bit more about that program, and it features, we actually had students and their parents come and talk to our people there about what they do in the program.
Yeah, a voice program is one of those that you hear about, but you don't see it a whole lot because it's individual and small groups of students all over the city. So one of the great things about that program is that they talked about all the different places that they get to cycle through, the different programs they have. The students did get to talk about, you know, whether they're at UNL or what places they're working in, what they're learning from those places. Great questions and great information out of that.
Great opportunities for those students. Well, something else that happens every year is we start accepting nominations for Thank You Teacher. I can't believe it's that time of year. We've all had that teacher that has made a difference in our lives, put us on the path we're on, or inspired us. And this is the time when we get to pause and thank those who make a difference in our lives and our children's lives every single day. Brian, is there a teacher that had an impact on you?
Oh, I had so many teachers all through kindergarten, middle school, high school. But the one that always comes to mind when my kids ask me, you know, who was a favorite teacher of yours, was my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Munn. And one of the things that I liked most about her was that she was really great at identifying things that students cared about and then using those things to sort of reinforce and encourage learning. So one thing, I was really into astronomy and space and stuff at the time. Halley's Comet happened to be that year. And really use that as a way to leverage my interest in things in fifth grade. And so that was a special year for me. How about you, Mindy?
Yeah, it's great when you have a teacher that can find your passion and then connect you to it. For me, in high school, we had an English teacher who was also my speech coach, and her name was Mrs. Shirley Huck. And she just always worked with us and inspired. She was so inspiring and passionate about speech and English and making us all better and pushing us farther than we could have ever thought we could go. And I think because of her, because of Mrs. Huck, it's probably what pushed me into the career of journalism and English and speech and all of that. So I thank Mrs. Huck for giving me that inspiration. And I run into her from time to time, and she still asks me how I'm doing. And she'll say, oh, I heard you on this radio, or I heard this. And it's just nice to know that she's still following me all these years later.
Well, because it is time for the Thank You Teacher nominations, this week's Stories from Lincoln Public Schools looks back at the last 5 years of Thank You Teacher recognitions. Mindy, you spent some time this week going through our archives, picking out some favorite moments. Had to be a very hard thing to do from the recognition breakfast.
It was really hard. You know, I started out with, we honor 5 teachers every year for the last 5 years, so that's 25 speeches. And so I tried to pare it down, and I thought, well, I can get it down to, you know, just a few. I got it down to 10, and I thought, okay, 10, that's good. But then as I go on through it, you know, I thought, I better just stick to 5. So I picked my top 5 highlights from the Thank You Teacher Breakfast. You know, it's such a wonderful event. Every year, we receive over 500 nominations. That's a lot of letters to go through. But only those 5 teachers are chosen each year by committee, and there's different categories. We do pre-K through 2nd, 3rd through 5th, then middle school, high school, and then we have a retired teachers category for those educators who have retired from education. After we select those 5 teachers, we honor those teachers with a special breakfast at the Governor's Mansion on Nebraska Teacher Recognition Day in March. And so we invite the students, the winning students, and their families to read their nomination letters to the teachers they wish to honor. It's the first time those teachers hear the words that nominated them, and it's a very emotional event, but very rewarding. So in preparation of 2019, Thank You Teacher, which is coming up, let's take a look and see what some of those memorable moments were.
Okay, this first one is from 2017. It's Caleb Miller, who was a freshman at Lincoln High School that year, and he wrote a letter nominating his middle school health and physical education teacher coach, Jeff Williams. Caleb remembered Mr. Williams for inspiring him to always be his best, and Caleb took what he said to heart and applied everything that he learned during middle school in health class to his everyday life in high school.
How I live right now is affected by him more than he probably knows. I specifically remember a unit we did in our health class about drugs and alcohol. My friends and I were at the age where kids started to do new things, which meant they influenced their friends to do the same as them. Since I admired Mr. Williams and I always listened to what he said, one Friday we were finishing the period, and one of the last things he said to the class was, "Have a good weekend and don't let your friends get you to do something bad that can get you in trouble or harm you." Every time someone tries to use peer pressure on me, I always think of what he said and how disappointed he would be if he knew I did something that could hurt my future. And since he always preached to me the importance of being a leader, either in a game or in life, I not only resisted the peer pressure, but I convinced my friends to not make the same mistakes people have made to ruin their life. Another thing that has changed my lifestyle is a simple 5-word sentence that Mr. Williams repeatedly insisted when he saw me: "Colors next Division I athlete." This short phrase alters my decisions every single day. For example, if I am in class and I don't feel like doing my work, I say to myself, "Is this how a Division I athlete gets a scholarship?" Immediately after I question myself, I get to work and do what I need to stay on track and pursue my dreams of attending a 4-year university. When I think of a teacher that has inspired me to be my best and that I look up to, it is Mr. Williams, and I appreciate all that he has taught me.
What an impact Mr. Williams had on Caleb. And I think that's why Caleb's letter was one of my favorites, is that this teacher had no idea that he had made that kind of a difference, not only on Caleb, but that impact rippled then to his peers as he was trying to talk to them about peer pressure. So here's Mr. Williams' reaction.
What to say? Oh, wow. You know, I was on vacation when I found out that Caleb had nominated me, and one of the first things I I was starting to read the email that I got, and I'm like, you know, first of all, I wonder what student it was. And, you know, as I look back on my years that I've been at Color, you know, I can think of, you know, there's, you know, a few people that I've, you know, really, sorry, I'm getting emotional.
It's okay.
You know, you think of some students that you've, you know, you get close to, with, you know, in my opinion, you build relationships with students. That's how they learn the best. You know, Caleb is just one that I latched onto, and, you know, outside of being a, you know, a great kid, I knew his future was bright. I try to teach that in all my students, and, yeah, the Division I comment, that's, that almost makes me cry to listen to that, because I remember that well. Examples like this young man are who drives me. Thanks, I'm truly humbled and honored. I like I said, this fuels me so much. And, you know, thanks to LPS, to the board, and everybody else for giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do. And couldn't be more happier and proud. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's getting dusty in here. that was amazing. This next thank you teacher moment is from 2016. Then fifth grade student Will Jeske nominated Cavett teacher Edward Aitken.
I believe some people are born to work with children. I am Will Jeske, and I am a fifth grader at Cavett Elementary. I've had many great teachers during this time at Cavett, but this year is a very special year because I have Mr. Aitken. I prayed throughout the summer of 2015 that my postcard from LPS would have Mr. Aitken's name on it, and it did. I was overjoyed. School started in August, and the adventure began. Mr. Aitken knew that I struggled with reading, and he knew that he could help me find ways to discover the joys of reading. He takes the time to understand why things can be hard for children and how to make learning fun. He never makes you feel dumb or stupid. His number one priority is to make sure you understand what you are learning and enjoys watching you grow in your studies. I'm not sure how long he's been a teacher, but I hope he is with LPS for many years to come. He was born to teach and making a huge difference in the lives of children at Cavett Elementary. I hope you select Mr. Aitken to be honored, as he is not only an educator, but he is a promoter of passion, respect, commitment, and friendship for all. He is an inspiration and has helped me find joy in reading, which I wasn't sure would ever happen to me. Mr. Aitken, you are awesome.
Brian, Mr. Aiken's passionate response to Will's letter was so inspiring to everybody in the room. I mean, I don't know how you could leave there that morning without feeling inspired. Take a listen.
This is the first time I've heard the letter, and thank you very much. You know, I always ask if you wrote things in the classroom with my students every year, and I've been teaching for hundreds of years, Will. And I always expect the same answer. And one of the rote things I ask my students is, what is my goal for you? What is my purpose for you? And the only answer I want from them is that I'm gonna be smarter than you someday. And that is my dream. I want each one of my students, Will be one of them, to come back to me, and I said, when you're 18, you give me a call and say, or when you finish college, Mr. Aitken, I'm smarter than you. And I'm gonna be like, good, because you're gonna make our world a better place. We live in a wonderful place in a beautiful community of Lincoln, which is one little small speck considering our state, or the United States, or our world. And it is, and I truly believe, it is the children, your children, that makes our world the most perfect, beautiful, harmonious place. And as a teacher, I'm so benefited because I get to walk into that harmonious place every day. I walk into a classroom where there is an innocence of 27 kids that have not been jaded by yet our society. And it is my job, it is all of our jobs, but most specifically, their job as they grow up, to continue to make our world so harmonious as special citizens. And we only do that by looking into their minds and promoting their intelligence through what? Through reading, writing, and math. And it is an honor, it's a humbling honor, it is a great privilege to be a teacher. And yes, I was born to teach. I didn't know that. I didn't go into college thinking I was going to be a teacher. It wasn't until my second career. But after the experience and hearing your insightful and your wonderful and your inspiring words, that yeah, That's what I was born to do. But most importantly, isn't that what we're all born to do? Because we're only here for one reason, and that's for children, to bring them into a wonderful, miraculous, harmonious world. So thank you, and thank you all, and let's continue to raise a bright and wonderful future for our community, our city, and our world.
Wow, Edward Aitken, motivational speaker.
Right? I think that could be his second job, his second career.
That was exciting. I want to be a teacher now. I want to do something for him. Next, this moment's from 2015 from then Coozer student and her mom. Jennifer Kramer served in the Nebraska Army National Guard and had to leave her family for a month for military school. So Mrs. Tiffany Reynolds provided the support that Taylor needed while her mom was away.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Tiffany Reynolds, a kindergarten teacher at Coozer Elementary School, for taking care of our daughter, Taylor, while I was away at a military school the month of January. To us adults, this time may not seem like very long, but when you're 5 years old and a kindergartner, it is a long time, especially to not have mom there. Mrs. Reynolds gave Taylor a hug at school every day as if she were her own daughter. She made sure Taylor's rough days were bearable. Mrs. Reynolds checked in on Taylor when she came down with pneumonia, letting know Taylor's friends at school really missed her. Thank you, Mrs. Reynolds. You are truly deserving of this award in my family's eyes and in our hearts.
Their kind words were very, made me feel very, very good. However, I just really felt like I was doing my job. When Taylor's mom said she was leaving, of course, my maternal instincts kicked in, and I said, okay, this girl's going to need a mom here for her since her mom's gone. So, but a big part of my job in kindergarten is just to hug and love and make them feel safe and all of that, because once they feel safe and they feel loved, then that's when they're going to learn. So I also want to thank Taylor's mom and her dad both for serving our country. They allow us to live in a place where we can feel safe, and my family can feel safe, and all my students can feel safe. So I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for what they do for us. Also, thank you to everyone who put this event on, and for the governor for inviting us into his home. My daughter thought this was a very big deal. Yesterday, my daughter said to her cousin, she said, "Sam, I'm going to the White House to have breakfast with the president." So obviously they thought this was a very, very big deal. So thank you again.
And it is a big deal. Not quite the White House, but it is a big deal to get to go to the governor's mansion every year. And I know that's what the families, for some of them, you know, it'll be the only time they go to the governor's mansion, but they get to go and then we take their portraits, and it's really kind of a cool event. Well, in 2018, a student that used to attend Saratoga Elementary but had recently moved to Belmont and her family wanted to thank a special teacher who stepped up and helped that family when they were at Saratoga as they were going through some difficult times. Anissa and her grandmother Victoria wrote this letter to honor teacher Tim Oring.
Mr. O is the best teacher ever. He is my hero. He is my Batman. He is my super teacher.
I'm Anissa's grandma, and I have something to share about our favorite teacher. My three grandkids had a little bit of a rough start. They changed schools a lot, were late, and they really started to struggle and fall behind. They came to live with me about a year ago. With that, that's how I came to know all the great folks of Saratoga. And Mr. Oren. Oh no, now I'm gonna cry. I don't know what I would have done without all the help I got from Saratoga and Mr. Oren. He said to me one day, "We're not just here to support the kids, we're here to support the families too." And he meant that. One of the kids had an after school club, and Mr. Oren knew that I lived clear across town. So he offered to keep the other two in his classroom for that hour so that he could go to the club and I wouldn't have to drive back twice, which saved me tons of gas, and it was a huge help. It was amazing that he offered. To help the kids get caught up, he would work with them after school. He sent books home for us to read. And during the summer, he even tutored the kids at the library by our house. That first year was really hard. We were struggling to make ends meet, And sometimes I was so overwhelmed, I didn't know if I was doing anybody any good. Mr. O helped us with LPS food pantries and gas vouchers, and was always there offering kind words of encouragement, reassuring me that I was doing okay. He's touched the lives of all three kids, but especially Anissa, the oldest. Mr. O has done wonders for her. He's helped her to restore her self-esteem and for her to believe in herself again. He had clever activities for to make reading fun, and the word of the day. The word of the day was a word that they would check in every day or a little bit throughout the day, and it was a describing word about Anissa. And he would tell her the word. Anissa loved it. She would come home and tell me, "Grandma, did you know that I was creative?" Her vocabulary grew, and so did her confidence. He truly changed her path. It was really beautiful to see. She no longer is afraid to try. Her reading is improving daily, even recently getting 100% on her reading test. I could go on and on and on about all the ways that he's helped us, made us laugh, made our days a little easier, and taught us a few things. But I hope I don't have to, because he is truly the best teacher ever. Thank you.
I feel very honored to have been nominated and to receive this award. It was very exciting for myself and Denise's former classmates to get to see the video of her letter during the school day. Maybe not as much so to have a camera in front of me while I was crying in front of the fourth grade. I want to thank Anissa, her siblings, Vicky, and her family for allowing me to be a part of your family inside the classroom and beyond. It's been an absolute joy to watch you grow, and I can't wait to see what you accomplish next.
These have all been very powerful moments from the Thank You Teacher breakfast, and hopefully you weren't stuck listening to these somewhere where you didn't have any tissue nearby. They're a reminder that what we do here at Lincoln Public Schools changes lives, and that's a great reminder for all of us. One last memorable moment from the Thank You Teacher breakfast comes from 5 years ago in 2014. Tamara Kulwicki was a super senior at Southeast High School, and she tells us that if it wasn't for her personal cheerleader, Ms. Julie Latinser, someone who never gave up on her, that she wouldn't have been able to finish school.
During my sophomore year, I started to make bad choices and hanging out with the wrong crowd. And Miss Julie immediately talked to me about the choices I was making. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to her and ended up in Juvenile Detention Center, known as JDC. Miss Julie has could have been really mad at me for not listening to her, but she continued to show she cared about visiting me. Being in JDC was very depressing, but seeing Miss Julie's face and hearing her words of encouragement would help me get through my days. Miss Julie and I have a very special student teacher bond, and I have dropped out of high school more than one time, and Julie has always been the one to make me want to come back. I just re-enrolled at Southeast in January, and it's because of Miss Julie. And Julie has never judged me. She always gives support and encourages students to do right. She has always seen the good in me, even when I couldn't find it in myself. Now I am a super senior, and Julie is doing everything she can to help me graduate. Miss Julie has done so much for me, and I want to make her proud. She was a cheerleader in high school, and I feel in many ways she is my personal cheerleader at Southeast High School. There's a long list of students that Julie has helped over the years at Southeast. Even after they graduated, she keeps in contact and helps students with college tuition and scholarships. Many students would never have graduated without her help, and I'm planning to make sure I'm on that list of graduates as well. This is why I believe Miss Julie deserves to be recognized on Teacher Recognition Day.
I'm kind of speechless. Tamara's always been very special to me. My job at Southeast, I work with at-risk kids, and I have been for years. And so the rewards are great when you see them. And Tamara's been very, very special to me, and I've always believed in her. It was always frustrating for me because I could see how intelligent she was and how she couldn't see that in herself. And I'm so glad that she finally does and that we're at this point. And I know Tamara's gonna go on and go to college, and she's gonna be a great addition to our society.
What an amazing story of grit and perseverance, both on the part of the student, but the teacher never giving up on that student, even when Tamara didn't believe in herself. It was just amazing. Each of these stories demonstrate how amazing teachers inspire and give hope and create opportunities and change lives. And I think you're right, Brian. I think after hearing some of these teachers speak, I'm inspired to maybe become a teacher. Maybe that'll be my third or fourth career here. If you have a Lincoln teacher in your life, past or present, that has made an impact on you, please, we encourage you, show your gratitude and nominate them for our teacher recognition program. After all the letters are submitted and the winners are chosen and honored at the breakfast, we do take the time. We find and track down those teachers, and we make it our mission to deliver the letters to each and every teacher that's nominated. Brian, how can they nominate their teacher?
Well, if you receive our community news, there was a contest form in the January edition. There's also going to be one in the February edition, so you can look for it in both places there. You can also go to our website, lps.org, and if you go to keyword thank you, and then there's also a link right on the front page, you can fill out the nomination form right there. You can also send the letter to Thank You Teacher, Attention, Lincoln Public Schools Communications, 5905 O Street, zip code 68510, and those nominations are going to be due on February the 8th by 5 p.m.
Well, Brian, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.